This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been running a series the past week or two about Germany and the way it handles higher education. For one thing, the state pays, so there is no student debt over there. For another, Germany's got an apprenticeship program that gets students ready for technical jobs, jobs that pay well, jobs that fill a need in society, but jobs that don't require 4 years of college. Part of what makes all that possible, though, is a system they have over there that tracks students from a young age, too, down one academic path or another. Kirk Carapeza from WGBH wraps up our series.
At an elementary school in Essen, students stream in from recess. They stuff boots into cubbies and hang up their jackets. This fourth grade classroom looks a lot like classrooms in American public schools.
Martin, do you mind if I ask you some questions? What are you working on here? It looks like you guys are working on a project about the history of the bicycle.
Hi, Sophia. This is the first attack.
Martin's class includes students at all levels, but next year, that will change. That's when Martin and his classmates will be placed into three very different tracks. One is a path to college, the second leads to an apprenticeship in a trade, the third path could lead students in either direction.
Have you started to think about what you want to be when you get older?
Yeah, ich möchte Taucher werden.
Bela says he wants to be a deep-sea research scientist. That means he'll want to go to college. Germany is selective about who goes, since there are fewer spots, and college is free. The state picks up the tab. In Germany, it's on teachers to identify which students are likely to be college material, and the process begins early. Principal Liz Vincent says that puts a lot of pressure on teachers, who have to make tough calls with anxious parents looking on.
They just had their midterm grades last week, and it only took 3 hours for the first parents to complain, because parents feel very pressured to have their kids be college-bound.
What do you think of the current system? Is it effective?
No, it's better for the children if they learn together for a longer period of time, because the sorting really isn't helping much.
Vincent's taught students who were put on the lowest track. She questions whether full potential can be predicted so early on. She also says students on the lowest track are disproportionately poor or children of immigrants.
Any form of tracking is a form of discrimination, really. Even if you don't tell that to the children, they're feeling it.
Supporters of tracking point to Germany's vocational system, where students who don't go to college are given the opportunity to learn a trade and can still make good money. Joshua Hallett is an American expat and a pilot for FedEx. He and his wife, Wendy, live in Dusseldorf, an affluent city north of Cologne. They have two teenage sons who are on the university track.
If I look at it from an analytical standpoint, as opposed to my child is involved in it, what I see is a system that yields students that are normally falling through the cracks or think they're going to the university because that's the only option.
His wife, Wendy, thinks the system has benefited their kids.
I love it.
Her sons are high-achieving students, and Wendy says they benefit from learning with other kids tracked for college.
They are taught at a level that they understand and where they can perform.
The subject matter doesn't necessarily differ from track to track, but the depth and pace of teaching does. And Joshua says Americans would be quick to call that unfair.
And the tracking system in Germany is, for lack of a better word, it's so un-American because it doesn't give you that golden ring to reach for. And Americans are bred from an early age that nobody can tell you what to do, but you can do what you want.
The irony is that the American system was partially a reaction to Germany's approach. In the 1950s, former Harvard president James Brian Conant served as ambassador to Germany. He didn't like what he saw there, so he came home and led a movement to reform American schools.
I believe our system of public education is one of the unique features of the society which we have developed on this continent.
It took 30 years, but by the 1980s, any type of tracking in the U.S., even within high schools, was widely considered regressive and unjust. But in Germany, the system hasn't changed much in 60 years, even though parents like Anya Turner worry about its effect on their children.
My daughter is maybe not as focused as we want her to be sometimes. I would find it very sad for her to set that path after the fourth grade.
Turner's daughter is 9. If she isn't placed on a track to university, Anya could decide to ignore the recommendation. The government recently granted parents the right to make that choice. But ignoring a recommendation is rare. because for all their misgivings, Germans still trust the system. In Essen, Germany, I'm Kirk Carapeza for Marketplace.
You can check out the whole series on how Germany does higher ed. It's online at marketplace.org.